Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, and here we are again, twice in one day. I haven't been around at all doing any shows and coming in with a bang. And here we are, 11:30 at night, and I hope that you are going to enjoy this show and get some good tips and a glimmer of hope to grow into a great big flame and to be able to shine the light and way for you. And during these very difficult times that we are living in these days. So how to keep hope of happier days to come during the darkest of times. With everything that's going on, you know, everyone is either on edge, they're depressed, they're sad, they're feeling lonely, they're feeling as if, doomsday is here and there's just no way they can survive. Everywhere you turn, there is just some bad news on the television of the news itself. You go on to social media, doesn't matter what platform you are on or what you tune into or how many that you are on, and every single one of them is showing bad news and the latest things that happened in this during the last hour, last 15 minutes that's coming up, happening, recapping other things that have gone on last week and the week before. We're just being inundated with news that is just terrible, and things are just happening all the time. So much has sped up, and it just seems as though we are in a downward spiral that there is no way to come out of. And then the more that we listen, the more we want to learn, the more we want to find out about it and to see, oh my goodness, okay, what else is, how is this one topic affecting another topic, and how is that affecting me and my family? And everything from food to gas prices and utilities and, there are hurricanes and floodings and blizzards. And it just seems like it's never, ever ending and it's only going to get worse. And you know what? There have been always bad times during our history of humans being alive. We have always had some bad times. There is always something going on, and then there seems to be a lull where it is things are good and we're going on an upward spiral instead of a downward one. And, you know, during these times when things are so difficult, it can take a lot to grasp onto and define anything that is positive, that gives us hope, and as if life has anything to offer us. And I want you to hear me really, really well on this. And, there's a teacher I had many years ago, and he would say, listen to me now and hear me later. And, take in the information now, and even if you don't get it later, let it go ahead and simmer inside of you and be able to process it, to be able to come up with what the message is. And the message, what I have to share with you tonight, the reason why I decided to do this second show in the same day, I have another show that I did earlier today, excuse me. And the reason I decided to do a second show is because, yeah, I try and keep up with as much as what's going on out there. And there are days that I've had enough. You're on social media, I'm on there for business, and then I scroll through and I see the different things that are being posted from different news stations to what other people that I know have shared in some groups that I belong to. And I can feel my energy changing. I can feel my mood changing, start getting antsy and agitated and even sad or depressed. And I think, oh my goodness, I have to get off of this platform. I go ahead and log out and and I have to get away from that, get up, do something physical, change and do something else, get into some other work, take a walk outside, and just get away from it all. You know, I don't turn the radio on, the television on, or anything like that, because I just need to decompress, to unplug, and just recenter, refocus back into my own self, that inner core of myself, my inner being, where my soul, my spirit is. And, you know, so I can listen to that instead of what I'm hearing out there. And, you know, it's, you know, a lot of people, we've got all levels of the way that people are trying to get through some, you know, these hard times and things that are coming and all of that. And to some people are doing as far as they've started to grow their garden, and they're home canning or drying food. They're buying extra food and stocking up to make sure, and because the prices are going up and they don't know what's going to happen, if there's going to be more shortages again, you know, putting away extra money, cutting back here and there, you know, for the future, and not doing as much. And then what happens is they're more at home, more isolated, this feeling of disconnection is happening. And what we need to really do is to be sure that we are staying connected with the good that is happening in life, and all the happiness and the things that are out there that make good energy inside of us, that are keep our hormones healthy and within our body. You're not doing the fear, you're not doing the anger, you're not doing all of those sad, horrible things that bring out the cortisol in the body and the stress hormones of that run through the body that can end up bringing ill health. I keep clearing my throat, and the reason that it really triggered, I'd have to say, for me to say, hey, you know what, I'm going to do another show tonight, because there is locally here, there was a tribute type band that my husband and I had gone to. And as I was sitting there listening to the music and clapping hands and swaying the music and tapping my feet and just having a real good time, is realizing it just came over me, realizing that there is so much good out here, and we really need to disconnect from all of the news and everything, the negativity that's going on, you know, around us and in the world, and to really celebrate all that is good, all the happiness. You know, the music was playing and the entertainers were engaging the audience. It was a really good, happy time. And, you know, you hear about it, well, you know, while you're being distracted with social media, you're being distracted with television shows, with different things going on, all these other bad things are happening, they want you distracted. You know, sometimes we do need to be distracted. We need to, again, unplug, get step away from all of the reality of the things that are going wrong, and connect with the things that feed us and build us up. And if we're not doing that, it's an imbalance. We really need to keep a balance to be able to keep that good foresight of what is still good in the world and what it offers and what we can offer it as well, because we each have these wonderful gifts of love and happiness and health and a helpful hand that we can offer the world, that we can give to the world, in order to be able to stay connected and to feed the positivity and to feed that good God energy, or that universal power energy, that healing energy of the world. And as I said in the show before this, everything that we do, we are like the trees that underneath the ground where they are connected, and we are connected to one another. So every time that we do something positive and healthy and good and spiritual in our lives to evolve ourselves, that connection we have with others, them evolve as well. And every time that you celebrate life and you celebrate happiness and you celebrate the good that we have established in the world over the centuries, and you're bringing that to life, that helps to raise other people up, even energetically. It happens to them. And the more that we celebrate life and the more that we recognize and see that and find the joy in the things that we are doing, that is going to bring more joy to the world, to our own spirit and soul, and we will lift each other up by doing that. And some people say, well, I don't have transportation and I don't know that many people. It doesn't matter. You have known people throughout your life. And those connections that you made, there was an energy exchange, an energy connection with them. And that's still there. When you sit down in your prayer, you sit down in meditation, you sit down in your quiet time, your quiet moment, you can tap into all of that and all of those people that you have known in your past, the people that you know now, and continue to just feed that. And when you do that, once again, you're not only uplifting yourself, you're uplifting them. The phone would ring, and without looking at it because the caller ID is on there, but over the years, and you would get, the phone would ring, and you knew who was calling you. You knew who was going to be on that other line, and or else you're thinking about someone and that you haven't thought about, you haven't seen or heard in a long time, whether it's weeks, months, years, and you're thinking of this person, and all of a sudden you get a phone call from them. There's a connection that was made there a long time ago, and you still have that pathway with them. And that's why that happens, why all of a sudden, I wonder what so-and-so is doing. You have that connection. They were thinking of you, too. You get a phone call from them, or you've called them out of the blue, and they'll say, you know what? I was just thinking about you earlier today or just an hour ago or yesterday, and wow, that you called me out of the blue. You still have that connection there. So again, I'm going to reiterate. You are not as lonely or alone as you think you are. You have those connections with those people that you've made over the years, and that's still there. You can feed into that and help one another by sitting down in that quiet space again during meditation, your prayer, however it is that you do it, and send that connection with those people one at a time, or picture them all together within a circle of love, and you can send them the white energy. You can send them the love energy, the feelings of love and the happiness and healing on all levels. Doesn't just have to be physical. It can be emotional healing, psychological healing, mental healing. It can be all of the levels. Do one at a time. It doesn't matter. But you are sending that to them. And remember to also fill yourself up with it as well. So not just feeding and taking care of others, but self-care, taking care of you. Fill yourself up with the white light. Fill yourself up with the feelings of love. Fill yourself up with the feelings of happiness. And also, be yourself connecting with others and that you are all and each of you are feeling this happiness and this love. And that will make it grow. You continue to do that, and it will become a habit. You will find things that are good in life around you. You will see happier things. You will be celebrating life more. Yes, all of those negative things are still out there, and they're happening. And yes, we have to take care of ourselves, and we have to make sure that we have self-survival skills, or, you know, we go ahead and provide for our families, provide for ourselves and for the future, and making sure that we're all set. Yes, we have to do all of those. But I see what's happening out there is that we are not also making sure, providing all the healthy aspects of the mental, emotional, physical, psychological, all of that as well. We're not feeding that enough. And I see it wherever I go. There's a difference in people, more long, drawn-out faces, you know, forced smiles. And, you know, it's not so prevalent out there of people really just letting loose and enjoying themselves. There are some, because some people, they have their head in the clouds and they do go out and enjoy themselves, and they don't really think that a lot of what's happening out in the world is going to pertain to them. And who knows, maybe it won't. Maybe they're in a position where it doesn't matter and that they don't have to worry about it. Or some people, they just don't think that it's going to really hit home with them. But for the most of society, no matter where on the planet, people are feeling it. And we're paying so much attention to the negative things that are going on. We need to bring in to pay attention to those positive things that are in our life, that are in our history, things that are around us, the people that are around us. We need to feed that. How do you feed that? Anything that you can do. You put on, instead of the news, yes, you know, you're going to tune into the news, find out what's going on, but we're not going to dwell on that. Put on some happy music. Sing yourself, you know, sing in the shower, in the tub, while you're doing your dishes, while you're getting dressed. Dance a little bit through the house as you're going from one room to another. And just, you know, take time out to smell the flowers, even if you have to buy flowers, you know, even if you have to use some essential oils and mix a couple lavender and different ones together. And if you have that, if there's nothing blooming out where you are at right now because it's winter time. But once we start doing that, we will start building that within us. It makes us stronger, makes us healthier, makes our body healthier. Those, all that happiness, you know, our cells have memory. We know this to be true. Scientific studies have shown this repeatedly, that our cells have memory, and that so now you're feeding that into your body, the sadness instead of the downness, because we don't want that to affect us physically. If you're familiar with homeopathy at all, it's like energetic medicine. They've taken a substance and they have diluted it down to the point where the energy of that is what remains, because it's so diluted. They'll take one drop of a certain substance and they will put it in 100 drops of water. They'll shake that to a certain vibration. And then they'll take one drop of that and they'll put that into 100 drops of water, shake it to a certain vibration, and they keep diluting it. And it becomes an energy-based medicine. So, and I'll use this for example, arsenic. Arsenic kills you. And arsenic, and they've taken that one drop and the 100 drops of water, and did as the process I just said, they keep diluting it down. So that medicine, arsenicum album, is used for poisoning, food poisonings and other types of poisonings. And because what it does in its full potency is what this energetic medicine homeopathy will cure and take away those same symptoms. So our body is energy, and what happens is that our emotions and the way we feel, what we're thinking, and what we are exuding out there, it happens in our auric field, our aura, and all of those emotions are there first, and then it filters down into the physical body to create illnesses and diseases. It is said that people who end up with cancer, quite often, what's happened is the last year, couple years before that, there's a depression inside of them, and it could have been triggered by an event or something that happened with somebody else. Maybe somebody else died or there was a traumatic experience, but there's a depression that happens within the psyche of the person, and that emotion becomes so strong and it literally eats away at them. And that's what cancer does. And that has been proven time and time again that the person had been depressed for years before that, before the cancer manifested. So it is so imperative that we get out of that funk that we have been in, that we're experiencing, that we feel because of everything that's going on within the world and within our own lives, and to celebrate life and all the goodness that it does offer and all the happiness. And as I sat there this evening in that from the tribute band that was playing the music and that engaged the audience, there was this happiness, and you could see it in people. They were really enjoying themselves, letting loose, and even the band members, they really did enjoy performing. And it just reminded me that it is us and it is all that goodness inside of us that makes things so good in life, so healthy in life. And that's what creates the miracles. And that's what turns things around. And we really need to share that with others. So if you know anyone who's going through a rough time and doesn't seem to be able to get out of that funk that they're in, they're just be overwhelmed with everything that's going on lately, help them celebrate. Celebrate them. Celebrate the connection that the two of you have together. And just, you know, everything that is good and happy, you know, just pretend that life is good right now and bring that sheer joy in your heart and sharing it with others and keep doing that. And I truly, truly believe that us doing that is going to be able to shift and change that energy in the world around the planet. And it will end up turning things around and the bad things that are happening go by the wayside. You know, in a garden, what you water grows, what you pay attention to manifests. So if we absolutely refuse to feed the negativity, and we start feeding instead very deliberately and continually, regularly feed into the healthy, happy aspects. I truly, truly believe, all the way in my gut, I believe that we can turn things around and we can stop a lot of the madness that is going on around the world these days. I'd like to close up this show, short little meditation, to help you relax and feel calm and good. So if you'll go ahead and just get settled in wherever you're seated right now and close your eyes if you can, and go ahead and take in a nice, slow, even deep breath. Hold it to the count of three. And as you very gently let that breath out, I want you to tell your body very gently to relax. Take another slow, even deep in. Again, hold that breath to the count of three. And slowly let that breath out as you once again tell your body to relax. One more slow, even deep breath in. Hold that breath. One, two, three. Slowly let that breath out. Gently telling your body, relax. It's safe to relax now. And now I want you to picture yourself floating on a cloud. This is your cloud made especially for you. Your cloud begins to very gently, very slowly, and very, very safely float up into the sky, only as high as you want it to. Your cloud begins to shimmer with relaxing, healing energy, filling you up inside. And the more you are filled with this relaxing, healing energy, the more relaxed you become. And now, shining above you is a brilliant, bright white sun shining down on you. The rays feel warm and gentle on your skin, and it feels good. Your body begins to absorb this brilliant sunshine, filling you up inside, until you are completely filled. So it's shining through you. So now you are shining like the sun. Your cloud begins to very slowly, very gently, and very, very safely float downward through the sky, closer and closer to the ground. And as it does this, you are becoming more and more relaxed. And your cloud now begins to fill you up with this very gentle feeling of happiness throughout your whole being. It fills you up completely. And it shines and radiates throughout your heart. You feel the peace and gentleness that radiates throughout your whole body. Now take a deep breath and slowly open your eyes. May you go through your days with peace and harmony and love and happiness in your heart and your spirit and your soul and your mind. And please join me again for the next show. Good night, everyone.